Blake's 7. Took 4 years of my life. I've been an actor for 40 years. How can it be that something that constitutes but 10% of my working life has had such an influence upon my life as a whole? On TV, I have performed in many different programs, series, such as Emergency Ward 10, Dombey and Son, Murder Must Advertise, Doctor Who, Making News, and The Legend of Robin Hood. In the theatre, I've played such as Cassius in Julius Caesar, the title roles in Luther and Macbeth, Elvis Presley, and many other parts that I sometimes struggle to remember. But I walk down the street or am shopping in a supermarket, and rarely does a day go by, this is quite true, that somebody doesn't say to me, "You're him, aren't you?" I do not complain. I don't mind being forever Avon. Before we get into that, there's something I think you should know. In the beginning, Ealing Studios is a mass of unattractive buildings in an unattractive London suburb. On the other hand, it is a field of dreams. Its pale corridors haunted by the ghosts of famous films and legendary performers, not least amongst them such as Sir Alec Guinness, Peter Sellers, Tony Hancock, Jack Hawkins, Richard Attenborough, William Holden, Trevor Howard, Ingrid Bergman, and Sophia Loren. After its glory days when it produced such classics as Passport to Pimlico, The Man in the White Suit, Kind Hearts and Coronets, and The Lady Killers, the studios were adopted by the BBC, and in the late 1970s, a lesser galaxy of stars gathered together to film something called Blake 7.